sadness that does not go away, changes in appetite, crying, feeling worthless, decreased energy, trouble concentrating, and sleep changes, maybe sleeping too much or not sleeping enough.
Mm-hmm. Never getting out of the bed sometimes.
That's
people
exactly
don't want to
right.
I don't want to get out of bed.
That's exactly
right. I just
right.
don't want to face the day. But they have to. And are there actually tips on how to remedy this? Are there some points that you could do to help them get out of bed and
sure.
face the day?
Sure. Getting out of bed, one of the great things to do is exercise, eat right. Also not...
Something that's hard to do during the holidays.
It's very
both
difficult.
Both of those things, it's exercising and eating right.
You have to plan ahead for those two things. But some of the things you can sit down and think about is having realistic expectations for yourself and for other people. You know, it's a time when we think everything is supposed to be special and happy.
And perfect.
And perfect.
Right.
And it's not going to be movie perfect.
Did you say movie perfect?
Movie perfect.
Yeah.
Or radio perfect.
Like you see
perfect.
In the movies.
That's right.
Yeah.
Another thing you can do is let other people share in the responsibilities. And it includes them in your gathering, but also at the same time takes the stress off yourself.
And should people like seek help, like, you know, get with members of a church group or maybe their close friends to talk it over, talk things out?
That would be perfect because that is a support group for them and would give them that added support during the day and during the holiday times.
All right. And I saw some tips, too, to where even maybe taking over some of the duties, because there's a lot of things that have to be organized and taken care of, going to the store, writing Christmas cards or whatever, maybe taking over some of those duties to help relieve that person who's in charge of all of that.
Right? That's right. If you notice that someone's not coping in their normal manner, you can offer to help them, take them shopping, cook for them, help them with the cleaning. You might include them with your family gatherings. But more importantly, just be a good listener.
Yeah.
Sit down and listen. Let them talk about the things that are bothering them, the losses that they've experienced.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of losses, if someone did lose someone during the holidays, is it good to bring them up to talk about? And
I think that's always
maybe continue
helpful.
To celebrate what great person that person was?
I think that's always helpful. And I think us out in the community, sometimes we back off and think that might be hurtful for them. But I think somebody always welcomes a good memory about somebody they've lost and loved.
Sure. And maybe even hanging a special ornament on the tree.
That's right. At our North Oaks Hospice, we have a memory
tree.
Yeah,
you're all known for
we do.
That specifically, huh?
And we find that such a rich experience for people to gather together and talk about those wonderful memories and the sadness that goes with that at this time of year.
Mm-hmm. So it helps to go ahead and mourn if someone has lost someone just recently. To go through that period of time.
That's exactly right.
And find some sort of closure if they can at that time, too. But it's always tough, especially during the holidays, because that's when the family gets together and you have all of these memories. When you were a kid with this person.
You remember the foods they cooked.
The
you
foods,
remember the
yeah.
adventures
smells,
you had with them.
Smells will even trigger maybe some holiday blues, too, huh?
Smell and sounds. Music.
Yeah.
A song on the radio.
I guess that's why we have the song Blue Christmas.
And, that's exactly
and
right.
And some other ones, you know, Please Come Home for Christmas.
Christmas.
Yeah, because some people maybe aren't able to make the trip home and see everybody.
And it's interesting. I really like some of those mourning type of Christmas songs.
I do, too.
Those really sad ones.
I do, too.
It brings out that emotion in all of us.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So what should we do? What if someone is saddened or depressed during the holidays? Is there something a phone number they can call?
Well, it's always important to seek professional help if you're really showing the signs of depression, which is sadness that lasts for more than 2 weeks and where it interferes with your daily routine. Also, you can contact your family physician or on our North Oaks website, which is www.northoaks.org. You can find more information.
All right. And is the tree still up?
It is. And we welcome everybody.
The hospice tree over at North Oaks?
It's so meaningful. And, not
and
only
where
do
we see it? Where's it located?
Since
North Oaks is a big campus now. It's in...
It's in the Do Fresh lobby.
Okay.
And you'll enter and turn to the left.
So it's right there where you pull into the entryway of North Oaks, and then the first building on the right is the
Brent Dukesh
Center.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
That's
and you can park, of course, right across the from the entrance.
And not only do we have ornaments from families that lost someone this year, but from the past years. And so families can keep coming year after year and find the ornaments on there.
Okay, and that happens, of course, every year. I think I read in the paper, and they showed some pictures of people putting on the ornaments at the tree, which I'll do every year right before Christmas. Is it right after Thanksgiving?
It is the first week in December. Yes, it is.
All right. So that's over at North Oaks. And again, you can log on to www.northoaks.org for more information. All right.
Thank you so much.
Deborah, anything else?
No, I just wanted to mention that the tree will be there till King's Day, which is January 6th.
Oh, that's right, January 6th. Christmas isn't open until then. All right, thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Deborah. Thanks for coming in. Deborah Kirby from North Oaks Hospice. It is now 19 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here at Change 96.5 WTGG. And we'll be back in just a few moments. We will check in with Special Olympics of Louisiana and also from Ponchatoula Chamber of Commerce. Liz Anderson will be joining us as well. Back after this.